Thank you for tuning in to the QWFS Hub podcast, your trusted source for financial wisdom, expert insights, and strategies to take control of your future. With our dream team of professionals in your back pocket, you're never alone on your financial journey. From smart investing to strategic planning, we help you navigate the roadmap to success, one step at a time. Stay informed, stay empowered, and remember, your financial future is in your hands. Until next time, keep striving, keep building, and keep winning with QWFS Hub.
Welcome to QWFS Hub Podcast, where strategy meets structure and vision becomes executable. I am Alicia Gruntovich, your host, financial advisor, CEO, founder, architect, author, speaker, and business coach. Welcome. Today, we're talking about something that is so simple, but determines almost everything in your financial life, and that's goals. They're not vague intentions, not I want to be successful, or not I want more money, but structured, time-bound, priority-driven financial goals that actually work. Because here's the truth. Most people don't fail financially due to lack of ambition. They fail because their goals are unclear, often unrealistic, conflicting, or disconnected from the time frame and the trade-off requires. Today, I'll walk you through how to set financial goals that move from the idea to the implementation using only three core elements. And that's timeframes, priorities, and trade-offs. So let's start with time. Timeframes are the foundation of realistic goals. Every financial goal must live inside a time frame. Without time, a goal is just simply a wish. There are three primary financial time horizons that we use in our financial analysis. So the first one is your short-term goal, which is often defined within the time frame of 0 to 2 years. These would often include your emergency funds, paying off high interest debt, building cash reserve, major purchases, or stabilizing your business cash flow. Short-term goals require liquidity and low risk. This is not where you gamble. This is where you build your stability. Mid-term is between 3 to 7 years time frame. This might include, in some cases, scaling up your business, building a property or buying a property, expanding your investment portfolio, or launching new ventures, or just simply increasing income capacity. Midterm goals allow for mid-risk or moderate risk, but still required structure planning. This is truly your growth window. Long-term is defined by time frame of 8+ years. This often would include retirement planning, wealth accumulation, your legacy building, generational wealth transfer, or building your financial independence. Long-term goals allow you for compounding, for investment growth, for strategic risk-taking. Now, here's where most people go wrong, because they fund long-term dreams with their short-term money, or they treat short-term stability like a long-term investment strategy. Time frames help us to determine your risk tolerance, asset allocation, liquidity strategy, and your decision urgency. When you define time properly, it clarifies everything. But time alone isn't enough. Now we talk about those priorities. Priorities, you have to keep in mind, you can't fund everything all at once. This is where financial maturity begins. You cannot prioritize everything equally. If everything is important, then truly nothing really is. One of the most powerful financial exercises in ranking your top three goals, not 10, not three. So here, this is what they are. Ask yourself for me. If I could only fully fund three outcomes over the next 5 years, what would they be? For entrepreneurs, for example, it might be just like scaling your business or personal asset building or debt elimination. For professionals, for example, it could become home ownership, retirement contributions, or career upscaling. When priorities are clear, money gets allocated. Without priorities, it is unclear and money leaks everywhere. Scattered money creates scattered results in your life. Focused capital produces momentum. Here's something even more important. Your priorities must align with your life stage. Early stage, of course, is building your foundation, securing your income growth. The growth strategy then focuses on asset accumulation and leveraging your risks. And then advanced stage then has the time to focus on protection, optimization, and your legacy build. Misaligned priorities just simply create confusion. For example, trying too aggressively to invest while carrying unstable debt load, or oversaving while neglecting your business growth. Clarity of priorities creates confidence in your decision-making. This is your empowering moment, which then leads to the most uncomfortable but powerful part, your trade-offs. We are adults. Trading offs are the hidden drivers of your success. Every financial decision is a trade-off of something else. There is no such thing as having it all at once. That concept simply does not exist. If you allocate capital to one area, you're choosing not to allocate it to something else. It's just how it works. Trade-offs show up in three major ways. One, choosing lifestyle versus investment. Spending more money means investing later in life. There's no judgment here. It's just what it is. We have to heighten our awareness. Are you consciously choosing your lifestyle level or unconsciously drifting into it? That's powerful. That's knowledge. Number two, are you choosing growth over security? Investing aggressively in a business may reduce your short-term safety. Holding too much cash may reduce your long-term growth. You must decide your comfort level with volatility, because volatility simply exists, and that is something that we must learn to manage. Three, choosing speed over stability. Rapid scaling often increases your risk. Slow, steady growth reduces your stress, but may delay your outcomes. Neither is right or wrong. But pretending there's no trade-offs in life is dangerous. Financial confidence comes from making informed trade-offs, not simply avoiding them. When you understand timeframes and priorities, trade-offs become strategic rather than emotional decision. Building a goal structure that works for you. Now let's bring it all together into a practical structure. Here's a simple time frame and framework that we can depend on. One, in defining your three goals, one is your short term, one is your midterm, and one is your long term. In assigning numbers then, there is no vague goal. I want to save money. Structure goal means I will bring $30,000 in reserves within the next 18 months. Clarity then creates that accountability that you need so you can evaluate what we can do better. Aligning monthly allocation means simply that every dollar you have and you earn, you outline a clear direction. Ask yourself, does my current spending reflect my stated priorities? If not, adjustment is required. From there, we go on to quarterly review. Goals evolve, so do you. Life changes and income shifts and markets change. Quarterly reviews permit analysis of where you are and prevent drifting away from what the focus is. Financial planning is not static, it is adaptive. As you grow, so should your plan. Why most goals fail? Well, let's be honest about financial goals collapsing. They lack deadlines, they ignore the cash flow reality, they avoid difficult trade-offs, they try to pursue too many outcomes at once, and then they become too emotionally driven, not structured by design. Hope is not a strategy. Structure is. At QWFS Hub, we believe financial planning isn't about restriction. It's about intentional allocation of your hard-earned resources. When you control where your money goes, you then control the outcome. If you remember only one thing from today, let it be this. Goals work when they are time-bound, prioritized, and are supported by conscious trades-offs that lead to financial freedom that doesn't start with earning more. It starts with deciding clearly, setting goals that actually work and don't complicate things. But it requires honesty, structure, and discipline. This has been setting goals that actually work. Timeframes, priorities, and trade-offs. If this episode brought clarity, share it with someone who needs the direction in their financial planning. And join us up next as we continue building financial systems that support your real vision. See you at the next episode.